Mix 101.7 with East Sac County and Eric McCullough joining us now as the Raiders. Playoff hopes were on the line last night, but South Central Calhoun comes out on top in Lake City 35-7. Eric, you forced a three and out to start the game, but a turnover on your second play from scrimmage. They score two plays after that, a couple of long touchdown passes later in the first half, and just couldn't dig out of that hole.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, Griff had a tough night. I mean, he still made some great plays, and going off kind of that last week with the four interceptions and a lot of pressure. And then that first one, you know, I didn't even think was a bad thrown ball, maybe a little bit short, but it just got batted up in the air, as you remember. And then South Central comes down. I mean, the kid made a great play on that interception and put him in great field position for them to score real early in the game. And then the real long touchdown pass that next time, Ryan, we had talked just trying to switch some things up on him, switching from a man to zone and using some of our athletes in some positions. And SEC came out in that empty set, which put one of our inside linebackers on their number three receiver. And that France kid, he just had an incredible night last night, I think, between running the ball and catching the ball. And he caught us on that 80-yard touchdown pass. So they took advantage of some situations. They had some real athletes make some plays.
Yeah, and McAllister, too, scored three touchdowns for him. But after that, you get a break on the high snap near the end of the first half and score on Griffin's third and goal. Quarterback sneak to close the gap to 14 points at halftime. So what was your feeling going into the break?
You know, that's what we talked about, be able to take advantage of those. That's one thing we, you know, was in the game plan, especially we talked about before the game, is make sure to take advantage of mistakes by them. And that's what had happened there before half. They had a fumbled snap and a punt. Like you said, we got great field position. We've made some plays, kind of our play action. Griff hit Sebastian Peck, I believe, for an 11 or 12-yard gain to set that up. And I think Garrett had an okay run. But we got down to that third and goal on the 2-yard line, and 20 seconds left in the clock with a timeout. And we kind of called two plays and, you know, discussed the importance of this right now. And if we don't get it on that third down, we got to line back up and do it again so we don't run out of time. But we overloaded one side, and Griff flew in a quarterback sneak on the backside of that, behind kind of Reed Bondrack and Carter Bay by wide receivers down tight. And they got a great block, and Griff was able to slip in there for a touchdown. And I think to be able to walk into that halftime, just to have some points on the board. But halftime was kind of a mess because the amount of injuries and the kids that were injured, and we kind of had a mess getting our special teams back kind of lined up and making sure we had the right people in there and making our defense adjustments. And some of our running backs were banged up, so we had to have some just discussions there with the offense of what we're going to do and what we could do with what we had for personnel. So try to make those adjustments and threw a lot of different stuff at them for what our special teams was. But, you know, our kids did a nice job right there before halftime. And after half, we still did some good things. They just took advantage of some of our mistakes.
Yeah, you had two guys go down on that high snap on the punt, and lost another one later on in the game.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a crazy play on that punt, and had two of our kids walk off with a concussion was something we'd never had happen, you know, in the exact same play to have two kids get a concussion, and the one kid being a pretty heavy special teams player, and the other one kind of slid off the field into that fence. I mean, it's kind of surprising. And he walked away better than what I kind of looked at the beginning. And then we had a couple other younger kids have some shoulder issues too. So it was, you know, what you kind of expect, a hard physical game against a rival team in week 9.
Well, final thoughts on this season, Not enough to get into the playoffs, unfortunately, but a 5-0 start to district play, 5-4 finish on the year. A lot of positives to take away from 2017.
I think you're exactly right, Ryan. I mean, and that's the things we talked about going into the game against South Central yesterday, is to have ourselves in that position to still possibly playing for a district championship.
Mm-hmm.
How much that means and for your program. I mean, you've been covering a lot of sports for a long time, and how things have changed from going from the 4-team playoff and then switching it back to the 2-team. And some kids just don't quite understand that stuff, especially the younger ones when they weren't part of the 4-team before that, you know, and how special it was to even get a chance at the playoffs. And that's kind of where it was this last couple of years. And for us to put ourselves in that situation in week 9 and still have something to play for, still some chances and some hopes, I think is incredible. And in grade, and says a lot about our kids and how much we bounced back from the year before of having just 3 wins and, you know, the last couple of weeks not really having a chance to play for anything. And this year, when you could take that opportunity and take that chance at possible playoffs or even possible district championship if things have kind of gone right, you know, I think it makes it for an incredible season. And for how much we've changed from doing the shotgun spread last year and throwing the ball a lot to this year be able to run the ball and dominate the line of scrimmage and get better every week. I mean, our first 2 weeks were real tough. And the kids, to see them come together in that week 3 practice of Labor Day, kind of Labor Day week, and just kind of forge forward and really grew as a team. And some of our younger kids, you know, the coaching staff, we talked last night how much they grew up and kind of their responsibilities and understanding kind of how the team unit works and kind of what expectations are and how to grow and meet those expectations. I think our kids did a great job of meeting those this year. And I think that comes back to our great leadership that we had in our senior class with having 16 seniors. We were very lucky and very fortunate. And the ones we did have is just kind of how everything worked together, is being big up front, being fast in the backfield, be able to take advantage of that and just be a great team and make 2017 a special season.
Very well said. East Sac falls at SCC 35-7. Eric McCullough, appreciate the time all season long. Congrats on a fine campaign. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you around.
You too, Ryan. Thank you.